Live from the basement.
It's the Ten Crack Commandments. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack. This weed, my hustler niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas. I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. It's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step by step booklet for you to get your game on track. Not your wig pushed back. Numero uno. Never let no one know how much dough you hold. Cause you know, they try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass stuck up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence taken from your eyes? I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for their bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up properly, gassed up. Hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your homie supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying you back, get it. Seven, this room is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting back, stay the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell snow. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizzo.
Live from the basement.
We're back, baby.
Woo! I broke in. What's up, man?
You broke in, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling, man.
Good, good. We've been trying to make this happen, and it's finally happening, man.
Murray. Glad
to be back in the basement. I got murdered, man. How long ago was that? That was over the summer. The summer?
Like, it's been 3 months.
Yeah, it was in the summer.
Yeah.
What?
3 months ago.
Yeah.
September.
Damn, that's September.
The fall.
How was it, man? Because I saw pictures. I'm sure a lot of people saw pictures. That shit looked incredible.
It was exotic. I was in Miami.
Dude, you guys like...
305!
Dude, you guys like balled, though.
We balled out.
Like, I've never like...
Balled the fuck
shit.
Out.
Shit. My wife was punching me.
I do this.
Like, I'd fuck.
But I do this, though. I'm a rapper.
Yeah, I get. Do I you have uphold. To? Are you obligated?
I gotta uphold.
You got. God damn.
Unsigned.
Hold on.
Unsigned
okay. Here's hype. What I. Here's what I saw. I saw Ferrari.
Yeah.
I saw Bentley.
Yeah.
I saw Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
I saw a yacht.
Yeah.
How big was that yacht? That was a big ass yacht.
I didn't have a Ferrari.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lamborghini.
Thank you.
In a yacht.
Audi.
Oh, you had an Audi.
Audi also.
What one was that?
The R8.
The A8.
Spider.
Really?
Spider.
Now you're as tall as me. Yacht? We're like, you're 6'5".
Yeah, no, I told you. I had to like, I almost broke the seat.
Did you have to do like, what's his name in Police Academy? Were you like sitting in the back?
Man.
Oh, okay.
No.
I always wonder like within a, like an,
it works.
I mean, Audi makes sense, but did you sit in like the Italian one?
Put the seat low.
Because they're all tiny.
Put the seat low, slide back, but they're not Italian. It's not an Italian car.
Lamborghini is it?
Lamborghini is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you sat in that fucking thing and
yeah.
You fit?
Yeah, you can fit.
Fuck.
It's easier to fit in that than it was to fit in the Spider.
Wow.
R8. But that's because the R8 was a drop top, so you had to like squeeze it all the way back.
How'd you fit?
It's all right. I had a, I mean, you will fit.
So
it's
did
a
you,
fucking okay. Lamborghini. You'll figure it out.
So you got... How did that work, though? So you... Okay. Yeah. Dude, and I'm sorry. We totally jumped into your
it's
wedding.
Okay.
And shit.
I purchased I purchased all the vehicles. I still have them.
Just like every rapper.
Yeah, you just rent everything, man.
Okay, so what did you do? Were you like, I need to drive each one of these? What did you do?
No, we found a company that has them.
Yeah.
We had a great relationship, great rapport. We had a nice conversation.
No, I mean, but when you had them, did you drive all of them?
Not at the same time.
Oh, I know you get
drunk. But I did, yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. Almost every day. Almost every day. Different ride.
Really?
Nice. No, you know what's fucking crazy? Listen to this. We doing this now? Listen to this.
Do it.
Listen to this. I went to this place called Fisher Island.
Okay.
Now, you can drive to Miami. You can drive to South Beach. You can go to Star Island. You can drive through it. It's okay. Like connected between, you know, the
there's like a barrier islands that go along the
coast. Yeah,
along
there's a bunch of islands in between where like Diddy lives and shit like that. And yeah. They all got homes. There's a place called Fisher Island now that you can only get to by ferry.
Okay.
And it's the place that Oprah lives.
Oh, shit.
It was like Fantasy Island. It's like a different
You went world. Over there?
Yeah, we got people. We know people that.
So what do you do there? Is it like clubs and shit? Or what's the deal? Like you no, just go like there, drive
really
around?
Really nice restaurants and shit.
Really? Like did you take the cars
grocery
over there?
Store, yeah.
Fuck, you gotta be shitting me.
Took the car on the ferry.
What car?
Lambo.
Was there like, okay, is this a Miami thing? Like you pull on and there's like a fucking Ferrari. And,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not a big deal to see a Lambo pulling onto a fucking
ferry. Out of those cars, yeah, it was.
Shit.
Because other cars were nice.
Were you like, nervous? You know, like it's going to bottom out on
like
the ramp?
Like a 600 Benz and shit like that. And
shit.
Like nice Mercedes and stuff. Nobody had a Lamborghini on that day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, shit.
I was flossing out. And even among the locals, it was kind of crazy.
So after your wedding, you guys took the Rolls Royce, the double R?
Yeah. Rolls Royce Ghost.
Did you drive that?
No, I had a driver.
That thing's huge.
Classy.
Who nobody wants to drive that fucking car, right?
You can't drive that car. Not at your wedding. You can't drive that car.
Right.
You gotta sit in the back.
Oh, I mean at your wedding, of course. But that wasn't one of the cars that you guys kept to like.
It was.
It was.
But I didn't drive it.
Did anybody else drive it, or just the driver?
I had a friend drive it.
Did he? Was he?
I had a friend drive it instead of hiring a driver.
Oh,
I was
no
bugging
shit.
The fuck
okay.
out. He was excited as hell.
Oh no shit.
I knew he would be. He's a car guy. He's my friend's little brother.
So out of all the cars, what was your favorite?
He's like an engineer. He does like 3D graphics for the car plates and stuff. So he was fucking
freaking out. He was like, take my picture in it. Take my picture next to it.
Oh, he was like Snapchatting in that.
So hold on. Though, like,
that's the nicest one. Absolutely.
What was your favorite to drive?
Ghost 2.
But you didn't drive that one.
It didn't matter.
What was your favorite to drive?
It was like butter.
Yeah, it was like a fucking limo though.
The little spider. The spider was.
I'm talking like a fucking
drop top.
Oh, really?
Crank up music. Miami Beach.
Manual or auto?
It was auto. All the cars are auto.
Oh, bullshit.
Rental cars.
Oh, they have to be auto.
I think so.
Because people drop the transmission.
I didn't ask. Bitches. We just got the car.
Fuck, dude. That was a hell of a
wedding. Doesn't matter,
though, dude.
That car was...
God damn. Crazy. You gonna buy one?
You know what's crazy, though? You can't drive it. You can't really... I don't know why people rent them down there, man.
Why?
I did because it was
fun. Oh, you
fun.
Can't open so, it up? Oh, because it's a city.
It's so busy.
Yeah.
So busy.
Oh, that
in the downtown
blows.
Area. There's lights. There's tourists. There's people walking and shit.
You should have went a little bit to the
we did.
West.
No. I went. I hit the highway and then I came back around.
Yeah. You can't. Don't go too far though.
No.
Go Gators. We got some.
Nah, man.
Dude, Florida's
Miami,
fucking.
When
Florida's
you're in
crazy.
Miami, it's normal though. People don't look at you like fucking. You know, like, are you crazy? No. There's like a Lamborghini next to you.
Yeah.
You know?
But you pull up in a Lambo
in
Central
Florida.
You're
part of that, though. It's kind of... Oh, it's Central.
You're dead.
I wouldn't go there.
You're not going to die. They're just going to go, that's a real nice car.
You got a pretty mouth.
You got... Yeah. Squeal like a pig, boy.
It would not, no. I stay in the 305.
Oh, shit. Do you see...
305!
Dude.
I was saying that shit on the plane on the way there.
I want to know how many dudes' wives were punching them in the head when they saw those pictures.
First class flights both ways.
No, you did
everything, man. Red carpet.
And
the whole
God,
thing.
Man, you must.
Carte blanche.
All right, what would... All right.
Create memories.
What's one thing you would have changed? Nothing?
More
time on the boat. Your honeymoon looked fucking amazing, too. You went to Mexico.
It was perfect, man.
God, man.
No. I wouldn't have changed anything.
Nothing?
No. Like, shit. Logistics and shit, like, everything was fine. I mean, everything was great.
Shit.
I barely slept.
That's amazing.
The night before the wedding.
You barely slept?
Barely slept.
How did that work for you? Did you get the jitters? Not the jitters, excitement? Like,
not really.
You...
Yeah, excitement and stuff like that. Yeah, We've been together for a long time, but we split off. You know, my wife ended up staying. Oh, we went old school, like Albanian and shit. My wife ended up staying with my sister the night in her room.
That's not just Albanian.
Yeah, but no, but it... Specifically my sister, that's why.
Oh.
She's the maid of honor, so.
Oh, got
stays
it.
Stays with her the night before, gets her ready in the morning. So it's just me in our big-ass hotel suite and shit and fucking just getting my tux ready, getting everything set up, hanging out with my boys, doing all that shit. And then, you know, I did, everything was right, man.
Did
got flowers sent to her room in the morning.
long letter and
dude, fucking, dude, that's so funny, man. There's so the many dudes, my wife included, they're just going to get my ass handed to me that's when they right. hear about shit like You're this. Right. Oh, you son of a bitch.
You're married, you have children.
Yeah,
it's You're doing everything right.
It's all done.
Doing everything right.
Dude, man, that's crazy, dude. Doing Sounds like right. you had a blast, man.
I did. It was awesome.
That's great, dude.
It was awesome. We're going again next year.
Are you really? Yeah. Don't you go multiple times per year?
Yeah, but we're going specifically, like, we're going to throw a party.
Oh, really?
Anniversary? Yeah. We're going all in.
No shit.
Yeah. Helicopters.
No, you're not. We'll
figure it out. I'm telling you. Do something. Gotta do something.
For those who don't know, Mola One is probably by far the best. I don't want to say manipulator. Mm-hmm. Manipulator is harsh.
Not a good word to use.
That's a terrible word.
What else you got?
I
make moves.
Dude, yeah. Man. I mean, people like listen to moves. You. I don't know how you do it, but like the guy has a gift of gab and
moves.
Managed to pull shit that not the average human being pulls.
You got to act know how like you do you're it. Supposed to do what you're doing.
Yeah. Act like you're in the end zone.
I explained it to
you. You know,
a
you said that to me actually. And yeah. It holds true to this day. I could not figure out why, like once I started doing the hood hype shit, when we started going to these shows and I just would be like, I'm here and I'm here to do this, this, and this. Yeah. And I just had my camera and I looked like I knew what the fuck I was doing. And people were like, go ahead, go mm-hmm. ahead, go ahead. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Like, but I, that type of shit, man, how you are able to like get your way into places
you need a laminate
crazy
just need a laminate just give me a laminate I'll show you the world no
oh,
like
shit.
Even I was with a friend of mine we were at the Palace of Auburn Hills which mm-hmm. is soon going to be closed down but where we were watching the Pistons game I was with a friend of mine we had decent tickets and then we started to you know roam the annals of the halls and shit
yeah
and my buddy's with me and he kind of got nervous and stuff and I'm like let's just walk. I'm like, let's just roll. Just keep walking this way and just act like we know where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look past the security guard, like you're late for some or something, they won't stop you.
No shit.
So we just kept going. So then we took a right, took a left, took another right, and then we opened the door and there were the trophies. I was like, oh my God.
All
the Pistons, like championship trophies and shit. Yeah.
No shit.
They had them all shined up and stuff. There's nobody in that room. I don't know.
Oh, they were out in the open?
Yeah, they were.
You could have just grabbed one.
Because they were going to do photos with like, you know.
Wow.
With like the fans or whatever, the ticket holders. So went in there and we started taking photos and shit, posted up with the trophy, holding them up.
Shit. So live from the basement listeners, you heard it here. That's how you do it. You look past the guards.
Like
that's
you
a
know,
key.
Man.
That's a key. That's
like
amazing.
Jay-Z said, I'm not looking at you, dudes. I'm looking past you.
Damn, that's beautiful, dude.
That's it.
That's knowledge.
That's it. Knowledge is power.
Oh yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Yo, man, let's jump into some music and then we're gonna come back and fuck around a little bit.
I love that.
We got a game.
We have games.
Yo, check out this is Apathy, man. We haven't heard from him in a while. This is Apathy Apathy featuring Twister.
Apathy fisting Twister
and Bun B. I don't fucking know, dude.
Bun B's on a feature.
Episode 61 live from the basement, man. Let's get this thing go.
Up to that mountaintop, I don't even know how to stop. Coming down with those Ten Commandments, write a verse and then the pen will vanish. Been bananas since I've been in pajamas, or I've been in pampers, a bed for bad manners. Fuck around, I'ma dead, you amateurs. Handing bandages, bent to the ambulance, carry you off to fix medical damages. Metal that manages, shredding your canvases. Demigods got heavy advantages, heaven will banish us for empty brandishes. Brand new with the tags attached, it's a fact if you rap in your back, same pack of detached vertebrae like a vertebrae attacks. Little rats who adapt to avoid mouse traps. One time for the gods above, but they ain't looking out, so I cop the snuff. In a second that my fans ever stop the love, I'ma do a free show, then rob the club. What a bum bum, here I come, hand on the gun, handle the dumb fucker, then I scramble and run. Any little punk ask where the sample is from, I'ma slap him in the face till my hand is numb.
My enemies don't exist. My enemies don't exist.
Twister. The OG test them and I control this. And if you give me the mic, you know I be known to hold this. Tell them all that my flows is the coldest. Behold, it's the nigga to the hold is known as Moses. I'm a papa fulfilling the prophecy. Take everybody on the biblical odyssey. Steady getting money the way that I ought to be. I can spread a rich legs the way I'm part of the sea. Here with the pippa shit, I'm the shit. Never see it's the real Ten Commandments out in the pyramids. And if you really looking for Noah's Ark, it's the boat of Khufu. I'm telling you what the wisdom is. I'm taking the powders, I spit them and shatter. Anybody you feel is a prophet, don't mention this battle. When I can do the way I do it, I'ma kill him without a gorillas is Adam, and I'ma split them like you're Adam or not. Stick a staff into the ground so me and my people can travel with no matter if it's a phantom or not. Long as they can follow a leader, if not a believer, then you are not an achiever when I had him or not. Troubling over any and many, and then we
God because I'm hard, I'm a rebel when I'm high. And if you ever try attacking me, apathy backing me, it's gotta be because the devil is a lie.
My enemies don't exist.
Yo, trill OG, man, the real OG. Was and I am, and I'm still OG. Steady talking that shit so you can feel OG. Yeah, my cup running over, gon' spill OG. That's on me with no frills, no fee. I be posted in the background, real low key. With my hat low, best get back, bro. While the gap blow quick, but your ass die slowly. When I pull it, I'ma pop it. Moving on me, I'ma stop it. Point it at the enemy and drop it. Make it get away to the tropics. Fuck that nigga, on to another topic. This here is the dirtiest I've heard. It's standing ovation, so get up applause. This middle fingers to the fakers and fraudists. Rappers claiming that they hip hop artists. Record just when I say that they hoes. Fuck boys and fuckeries must be exposed. Give a fuck about foes. When I see your bitch ass, I'ma beat for your motherfucking nose. Blood on your clothes, blood on the ground. This is a circus and bitch, you a clown. Fuck with this sound. Come on, bitch, nigga, please. I'ma hit you with rounds to your Swiss fucking cheese.
My enemies don't exist.
Enemies don't exist.
Dude, that's apathy. All right, you guys wanted it, and people have been saying, "How did you review J. Cole?" And da da da.
Freaking out,
dude! It's time for Blended or Bump It. Let's go.
I'm nervous. This is crazy.
Dude, this is going to be amazing.
This is a highly anticipated Blended or Bump It. So here's the thing.
It is.
Everybody should know by now that we listen to this ahead of time.
The whole album. Every time.
Every single time. Even when we go through them one by one.
Yeah. Which we've done in the past.
We've done that many times.
We only, we've paid like the first 20 seconds, right? Yeah, of each song. Right.
And what we've done saved you a lot of time because a lot of people have already heard this and they want to get our take.
Yeah.
So we have an abridged, truncated, turbo, millennial, short attention span version.
Yeah. That's what it is.
This is like the Insta version.
It's the single. It's like the reinvention of the single.
This is like the fucking... This is perfect, though.
So this is J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Eyes Only.
With a Z.
And For Your Attention Span Only in the year 2016, because nobody has one anymore.
Yeah.
And begin.
And that's J. Cole's album. Let's get into it.
It's the whole album.
What were your thoughts on the album?
Oh, man. Depression.
Should I jump right into it? Is it cool if I jump right into it?
It made me sad, bro.
Did it?
It did. It did.
Yeah, me too.
I listened to it 1.5 times.
Did you listen that many times?
I gave it a skim through earlier today.
Yeah.
When I made that beautiful clip.
Yeah.
And then I listened to it on my way over here.
Yeah.
In full, without skipping.
Dude, as I was putting shit together, I had it on my headphones. I don't know what this person is doing.
What's going on?
I don't know.
The regression of J. Cole.
You made a really good point about that.
We're going backwards. That's what I think. I think we're going backwards.
He started with the warm-up.
I think that was his first, as far as I know. That's the best thing I ever heard.
And then after that was the next mixtape.
Friday Night Lights. Like I think so.
And then after that, it might have been Born Center.
I don't know. I'm in the game, some kind of shit. And then
Born Center.
Was it Born Center was the first album?
I think Born Center was the first real album.
It was a fucking great album.
It was a great album.
Especially after listening to this, which is what I did on my way over here.
But when we listened to Born Center, we were like, okay, it's great, but it's not as good as the warm-up.
Right.
Right?
Which I think might be wrong now that I listen to it again.
That's interesting, but we'll have to revisit. I disagree.
Yeah, that's okay.
But then after that was the...
Forest Hills Drive.
Forest Hills Drive, and easily Born Center is better than Forest Hills
Correct.
Drive.
Correct, but Forest Hills Drive to me was better than this shit.
You're right. It's a fucking regression.
That's what it feels like.
What's that? Is he broken?
That's not good.
Is he going to go to the same hospital Kanye's going to?
Is he sad?
What? He's something's wrong.
He sounds depressed.
Yeah, like, and the thing
I
is he's
you,
dude. He did the number
name.
Four yeah. And did eyes with a Z and used the word eyes as Pac. Didn't he sample Pac?
That's the new Tupac.
He's a new. What were you saying earlier about him?
This guy's is what about that?
About him being like a suburban Tupac?
No, he's like a very insecure Tupac.
That's what he is.
Instead of like all eyes on me, he's like for your eyes.
Could you
only.
Imagine it? I want to fold clothes for you.
That's unbelievable.
I want to fold clothes for you.
My new nickname for him is Girl Sweatshirt. Instead of Earl Sweatshirt, because he's depressed,
dude.
And there's a lot of femininity. A lot of femininity, and that's okay. And he says that at the end of the song too, like, you know, guys are acting tough when they're not really tough and all that shit, which is cool, and I agree. But you don't have to fold clothes for it, man.
Man,
and here, something else, pay a bill, right,
dude?
Wait at the DMV for her.
Hold on, the name of the song.
Take Back Some Bottles.
She's Mine Part One.
Something.
She's Mine
Take
Part
Back Some
Two.
Bottles.
Folding clothes.
And listen, fuck, man. You're gonna fold clothes for her, bro?
Dude.
What if she wants to hang up half the shit and she doesn't really want it folded? How do you know what she wants folded and where it goes?
And you know what? On the upside, man,
no,
props
real,
to J. Cole, though. Props to him for no features. He went balling, man. He got ballsy with it.
You know the internet meme joke, right?
What's that?
Is that he went double platinum with no features on the last album?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no. People say it all the time. You mentioned J. Cole, and they say, but did you know that J. Cole went double platinum with no features? Yeah, because people mention it all the time.
Oh, really?
And that's great.
Oh, so he's stuck on that.
So maybe that's what he's doing. He said, I'm going to do no features. I'm going to be even more sad than I was last time and depressed. I don't know what this is, man.
Dude,
there's something wrong.
What's weird is, I was telling you, I was talking to a buddy of mine's Kip, and he really loves hip hop. Like, he just started digging into it a year ago because he wanted to understand it.
Right.
Because he got in, you know, with Broccoli, sure, and all this shit, but
just
he wanted to understand
like
the
version, probably.
Yeah. Okay. So he's seen Art of Rap. He loves Tribe. He saw the Tribe Called Quest documentary. Like, he knows his stuff at this point. He loves Tribe. He loves De La Soul. So he's that type of dude. He likes that type of music.
Yeah.
And 17 years old. But on the flip side, he loved, like, Chance the Rapper's. He's really, like, their whole fucking generation. This isn't even the millennials. This is after them.
Sure.
Their whole generation is, like, emotional as fuck, dude.
Big time. Everybody's looking out the window. Like Drake.
Yeah, dude, why? Like,
I don't know.
Can't we talk about like
first
okay.
world problems too?
And here's the thing.
I want to fold clothes for you. That's the worst thing going on in her life.
Yeah.
Pac may keep your head up because bitches are getting beat up and shit.
And Brenda's got a baby.
Like, stop fucking beating your wife. Like, fucking real domestic issues.
Yep.
And J. Cole's, I want to fucking fold your clothes.
Yep. So
and I know
that,
it's
that's
a metaphor,
that's a good
and I
point.
Get it, and it's cute. But get the fuck out of here.
That's a very good point, because here's what I find really interesting. Tupac, Dear Mama was a fucking rap ballad. That was a rap ballad.
It's amazing. So was Keep Your Head Up.
And just great, like, lyricism.
Right.
It was, and anybody would listen to that song. This
Absolutely.
Song is the shit. Same thing. I was just talking about.
It was poetic and it was deep.
Yeah.
And it felt deep.
And it didn't.
His lyrics weren't deep. But the song was deep.
Yeah,
you could feel that.
Exactly.
Shit. Soul.
There was soul, and that's right there, dude. Like, that's a thing. And I was posting on Facebook today.
Yeah.
About the message.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been fucking hugely inspired watching that. What's that? That new hip hop documentary that came out on Netflix.
I think
been
it's
watching
called a hip hop documentary.
It's something like that. Yeah. It probably is.
Is it
something like that?
Okay.
Hip hop revolution is
that's
what it's
called.
And you know, they're talking about the message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Yeah.
And you listen to that song.
Broken glass everywhere. First fucking lyric.
Yeah, and you listen to the words. Okay, so that kind of like, I started listening really a lot closer. But then like, when you consider like this dude saying, I'm hurting.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm gonna go crazy because I'm hurting inside.
Yeah.
And he said it like, "Don't push me, cause J. Cole would be like, "Don't push me,
cause I'm sick of the edge.
I'm sick of the edge.
Tired of the edge.
I might have to go do laundry."
But that's not a good comparison, though.
I know. My point is that you can.
Kendrick's
you can
doing.
Still,
we gonna be all right, which is the same as the message.
Yes, and I.
That's why
my
people
thing
like
is
Kendrick.
Like, but that's the thing is like at some point you're departed from hip hop at this point, J. Cole. Like, you have to go away.
Wait, but,
we're done here.
But, no, but like you mentioned, like the homeboy's son or whatever, was it his kid?
Yeah,
he is into what? Tribe Called Quest.
He's into backpacker shit, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, is this the new neo-soul? Is that what's happening now?
Maybe. Can we call it that?
But J. Cole would have been laughed out of Native Tongues. You think he would have fucking been able to stand bar for bar with anybody?
No. Lyrically, he's kind of basic. I mean, you can't be mad.
Especially on this album.
Yeah.
Especially on this album.
And that's the thing. Is like, I've always respected this guy, but like he is turning into Drake. Drake is one of the fucking, it's what's frustrating. He's one of the best rappers, one of the best fucking rappers, yeah. And he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Hardly at all.
Yeah, when he does, it's dope.
Because he's making money. And there was actually a thing they were talking about that.
So is Cole trying to get paid?
Yeah, because here's the thing. That 17-year-old kid thinks this is an amazing album.
Wow.
And it's like, it's lost on us, but Cole, he's not trying to cater to us. He doesn't give a fuck about us. He's trying to get a dollar.
This is like Soul to Soul.
Yeah.
This is like the new Soul to Soul.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Don't sell me on this is the new Tupac. This is the new Soul to Soul, bro. However do you want me, however do you need me. That's it. And that's what J. Cole's saying, basically.
I'm telling you,
however you need me. You open phone clothes? Whatever you need.
Is he saying holler if you hear me? No, he's not.
That's what he's saying.
I got these cheeseburgers.
Fold your clothes. I'm just trying to make a sale. Listen. This sounds to me like a fucking identity crisis, though. When you go backwards, three albums in a row like this, but then you have the nerve to
call out. And his hair keeps getting messier.
But you have the nerve to call out Kanye West.
Crazy.
Who's allegedly your hero.
Crazy.
Then you make this bullshit music after saying you let Nas down. You let us down this time.
Yep.
This is disappointing, bro.
Yeah. 100%.
This sucks because I'm not going to listen to it as critical as Nas, who's your hero and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Because I'm just trying to bang out to this shit. Nas isn't listening to this new J. Cole. I'm saying if he was that disappointed, he's saying like, I let Nas die. You think Nas is going to listen to this?
No.
I want to fold clothes for you?
No.
I'm sorry to keep going back to that, but it's amazing.
No, I mean, it's the most fucked up song. There's a thing. There was other parts. There were like this, I can't remember what the name of it was. The album was so shitty, I can't remember the track names. But the song where he was just sitting there moaning and groaning, and he's like,
it was the recurring theme. It was that the refrain. It was a fucking
the she's mine.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
I wanna cry, dude. He kept falling off key, and it was just like so fucking annoying. Like, why?
That's a new way.
Only in hip hop, it's allowed.
It's a new shit.
Only in hip hop, that's allowed.
It's a new shit.
Fuck. I'm so tired of it.
Get with the time.
Everybody, like, it's, dude, we're going back to this thing where, like, the emperor's no, you know, it's like, you were sitting here saying the emperor's not wearing clothes, guys.
That's
so emperor's awesome. Not wearing clothes. He's not wearing clothes. And they're like, nah, his clothes are fucking beautiful, bro. I'm going to go fold them. Hey, man, we got another song. We're going to come back. We got another bit. Let's listen to Nipsey Hussle, dude. Name of the song called Fuck 'em with Freeway and Cuzzy Capone.
Perfect timing for
this. Yeah, we know you used to put it, nigga, and we seen your paperwork, you told. All these niggas either sniffing glass or they living off the past while I'm blowing money fast with my bros. Lately, I've been seeing niggas sell they soul. How you catch a case and bail out on parole? I've been state to state getting money on the road. Had to reevaluate who I can talk to on the phone. Switch it up, spit the game, pay attention, you should listen up. Follow code and one day you gon' get rich as us. 7-digit street nigga, that ain't rich enough. 40 million on the crib like that nigga Puff. Niggas buying yachts, niggas buying jets. Make me wanna buy the block just to reinvest. How my young niggas catch it for us, none left.
Bury me the realest ever did it, yeah. Hopefully my day ones will remember this. Keep that shit 101 until the day. Even when I'm gone, they'll say I never left. Looking at that whip like glad I never quit. That's my niggas, women thought we never hit. Sticking to the script, get rich and never switch. All my role models doing sentences. Yeah.
Fuck 'em up, fuck 'em up, fuck 'em up. Fuck 'em up, fuck 'em up, fuck 'em up, fuck 'em up. Fuck 'em up.
Fuck each and every one of them. I fear none of them. Frank Lucas pushes roof back in front of them. Leave a nigga toothless when it comes to the loot. I go stupid with the butt of the gun. Know where I'm coming from? North Philly, where Frazier and Muhammad spark. Last name Akbar, they calling all cop cars. When they pull you over, they might shoot you over moving. Now that we Truman, they know who we are. They took a king for from us. They ex-monk them out. You kidding me? I did my own black history. Study Illmatic, Reasonable Doubt. Yeah, that's the main reason why these rappers can't get with me. Fuck them all, I hear the whistle, know it's time to ball. Y'all niggas throwing fouls, but y'all don't wanna brawl. How you go on the mission with no vision? Fuck Stevie's lack of sight, look at Stevie's ambition. We hood niggas that get it.
Fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all. Fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all. Fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all. Fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all, fuck them all.
Yeah. Different nigga now that my pops gone. Low tolerance, promise he'll get popped on. Microwave, the bullet sounding like popcorn. Grind heavy, the cops come or the rocks gone. Same nigga, so what the times change? When I couldn't get money, I used to find ways. Counting thousands off a cavi in the hallway. It wasn't long before I figured out crime pay. We still in search of them bright days. Dark streets only light when police raid. When niggas stress out and let the shots off. Lost scan like a skillet, it'll pop off. I hit the Ave and post with the uncut raw. Sacked it up and told niggas I had the Kate Moss. Nothing fancy, protect myself with the 8-ball. It wasn't easy, I had to hustle on hard
ball. Hopefully my day ones will remember this. Keep that shit 101 until the dead. Even when I'm gonna say I never left. Looking at them move like that, I never quit. That's my niggas, women thought we never hit. Sticking to the script, get rich and never switch. All my role models doing sentences. Yeah.
Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all.
That was Nipsey Hussle. The name of the song is called Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. With Freeway, man. Most tame I've ever heard Freeway in my life.
He's not as upset anymore.
No, maybe that's
finally
what
got
it
a
is.
Deal.
That's what it is. Yeah. He seems pretty happy.
even though what he does is wrong.
So you kind of were alluding to Kanye being his hero and all that shit. Why'd
he go off on Kanye?
I don't know, man. Maybe, but I feel like
kick a man while he's down.
Maybe like, they're sharing.
That was weird.
Maybe they're sharing their angst.
I think it's an Illuminati thing.
You think so?
I do.
Honestly,
I do. I think Jay Jr. is trying to stick up for his boy.
What do you mean?
Oh,
Jay Jr.
Yeah. You got J. Cole. You got Jay-Z.
You're trying to stick up. Oh, sticking up for Jay-Z. Oh, because Maybe Kanye and Jay-Z aren't getting along.
Calling him out and shit. Be a man. Call me. Come to my house. My wife got robbed.
Yeah.
It's kind of
bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jay-Z's kind of being an asshole too, though.
Yeah, it seems like it.
That's seems interesting.
Like it. Seems like it. Then Kanye went on his rants and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden is, you know, in the hospital. They're feeding him drugs.
That sounds like some Martin Lawrence
Martin Lawrence,
fucking Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
What did Dave Chappelle say? The worst thing you could do is make a person look crazy.
So the worst thing you do is call someone crazy.
Yeah.
It's dismissive.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Maybe the environment's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's
one of the best quotes ever.
It's probably true. He got a standing O for that.
Yeah.
And then he looked up at the audience like, I'm saying some shit.
Yeah. He says, I'll be here all night, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I don't. There's got to be something to it, though, is my point.
Yeah.
He was taken to the hospital in handcuffs. That doesn't sound normal. Yeah. Handcuffed and taken to the hospital.
What did he do?
And held there. I don't know. There's a lot of crazy theories out there.
Man.
A lot of wild theories. There's a lot of weird and wild theories about what's going on with them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And with Kim, too.
Yeah, dude.
The robbery and all that stuff. Maybe it's an inside job.
People are saying
shit.
She's going to try to take off and all that shit. And all that.
What?
People are trying to say, that was dismissed, wasn't it? The whole idea of her divorcing Kanye.
That's not true.
That's not true.
No. They just came out the other day. They were just hanging out the other day.
They were?
Yeah. Oh. He was sitting on weird furniture, some kind of fucking furniture artist. He's at the place.
What about...
Let me sit on this weird bench.
What about when they said...
Wasn't true.
I was reading this thing where they said Kanye was going to quit releasing music until his son's birthday becomes a national holiday.
What? Where are you getting this news?
That's why I read it.
The fucking internet, man.
I don't know, man.
Internet's got you fucked up right now.
No, dude. There's like there's a lot. No, man. I mean, that's you read true. Around. There was another one. They were saying there's outrage. There's public outrage because R. Kelly opened an after-school program for teen girls. What is it? You hear that?
Like the hip-hop onion, man. What the fuck is this?
I'm just saying, man.
No, it's not true.
Oh. I don't know. Did you hear the thing? There was another one where they said Shia LaBeouf dissed Soulja Boy.
What?
Yeah.
That one's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Soulja Boy said he can't come to Atlanta either. He, like, threatened him. Soulja Boy tried to flex on him and shit. Said, you can't come to Atlanta, blah, 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 blah. And then they asked Shia LaBeouf about it after. And Shia's fucking response was, like, Soulja Boy's a sweetheart. Like, he ain't going to do nothing
that
to me.
That dude's a champ.
And then he goes, Soulja Boy's like, I'll squash the beef if he gets me in one of his movies or something like that. And then Shia's response was, you know, he could probably get a movie on his own. He's a character, some shit like that. Like, why?
I mean, I wonder if this
Shia
is like
got
a
bars,
whole thing.
Dog. Oh, no, Shia got bars.
No,
you didn't hear
dude.
It,
no. Dude.
Check it out.
No, I'm not clicking it.
You have to.
Shia LaBeouf on the Five Fingers of Death.
Yeah. Is the bar high or low right now?
Okay. Very low.
We're going to start off with some Missy.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf. This ain't LaBeouf, the Academy, my bad. Dog.
Okay, go.
This ain't where you at too. Right now. This ain't the big screen, dog. You ain't in Hollywood right now, Shia LaBeouf. That ain't what
He's
this
so good.
Is.
It's the Five Fingers of Death.
Sway in the morning, shade 4-5. Five beats designed to trip you up or make you a star. Shia LaBeouf is here with a sway in the morning. First beat, beat number one, DJ Wonder.
All right.
That's
actually some fast track to this, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, listen, listen. Get ready, get set, this a meme. This is wild, this a childhood dream. I'm that guy though, all pride yo. Do my thing and stack right though. I'm at White Oak, the gun club, I mean One Oak. I beat it, I come from La Migra, streets kid, I'm Gyro. Why's he acting up, backing up when the trash is up? If it's trash, I'ma pass the buck, tell me why though. Cause I'm testing me for the best of me. Trying to ensure this legacy, Geico. Talk shit, I pop up, I'm popping these, popping G, popping C, I get you high as poppy seeds. Copy me,
down.
You ain't Heather Knox and me, Roger me, check me, check me. Evidently, kid is transcending. Goddamn, it's a hell of a day. Sat here jammed between Heather and Sway. It's a dream, yes sir, I'm the belle of the ball. This is what you call refining. It's mighty that I'm balling slightly. I say amen, I'm just amen. Who's chasing elation in my occupation? Who's patient? Who comes from below the basement, from the pavement? Then I got an agent, then I done made it. Past Tom Hanks replacement. Goddamn, my life's amazing. And you like it cause my life is real. My life is like a highlight reel. Don't like me, check Twitter, how the zeitgeist feel. Sway in shape 45 is what I just killed.
So the point is, I mean, is Soulja Boy gonna respond?
I come on, man, no. I gotta be honest, I hate that kind of rap where they're like enunciating
flow,
and shit. God,
flow,
damn, God damn, he was spitting written a little bit.
No, he's spit written pretty much the whole time.
When he did that shit,
bars.
When he said the Kurt Loder shit,
yeah.
And between,
that's probably written.
That
He's
shit was
ready.
Interesting.
He's probably ready
what
to throw that out there.
Dude, man.
But that's a real MC. But most freestyles like that are written anyway.
Yeah.
You just throw the beat on, but the guy's got to ad lib and kind of make it work on the spot with a different beat. But
okay, so set this up. What were you saying now? What is this one we're going to look at real quick?
So we're going back and forth now,
mm-hmm.
But Soldier's not rapping. Soldier basically said Soulja Boy.
On
right?
Twitter?
No, he was like on TMZ or some shit.
Okay.
And he's saying to Shia, like, if I did a rap diss about you, you'd be finished. He said, if I said anything about you in a song, you'd be done. You shouldn't even be rapping. This is my lane. Stay in your lane. You're an actor. Blah, 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 blah. And then Shia was like, let me just do another fucking rap battle about you, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, he just fired back.
All right. So this is from the Breakfast Club.
On your podcast.
excuse the quality. This is just on voicemails and YouTube.
He goes, play this on your podcast.
Appreciate your time.
He's just dropping bombs out there.
Now. My name's Shia. We met each other in the streets one time. Thanks for playing this verse on your podcast. I'm a fan. Listen. Written. I'm not a rapper. First lanes, first Rosenberg's the oldest turd, he knows he's dirt. Chasing relevance, holes in shirt. Hard when you're 50 and you're working at the station, but you're stationed in a place that's like 50 in the out of my kitchen. This young man's a victim, my wisdom.
So is he gonna get into it? Is he gonna get into it or no? Is this
Soulja Boy?
It says he goes in on Lil Yachty and Vin Diesel and more.
I think he does.
Rhythm. This is cowboy shit. He's going to bow out quick. He's a kowtow trick. Him and Soulja on that shout out shit. Oh, this is not. This is a murder. This is tragedy, man. He's like Little Romeo meets Raggedy Ann. Sorry, kids. I go hard with this and glorious.
Talking about Lil Yachty.
Bitch, Yachty dope. No, notorious story is he sort of shit. I'm here to sort this shit. Like playing tug of war with kids. Ignorance is bliss until you push it on people. The boo you do's like movies with too many sequels. You is my equal. Please do. You is just fecal. I'm Steve McQueen. You is Vin Diesel. I'm not a rapper, but you are, kid. I know you're new to this, but dude, you knew the truth exists, that craft matters. Your raps is just diluted shit, so you should get to pursuing gifts. Kwame Brown a rap, the shoe it fits. Fake as fuck like Hooters chicks. Yachty, this a body dude, this is. Murder on record like Zapruder flicks. You ain't doing this. Go home and write stuff. Stop being stupid, bitch. Thanks for your time. Happy holidays.
Thanks for your time. Happy holidays. I'm not a rapper.
He said, I'm Steve McQueen and you're Vin Diesel. That was clever.
There was another line that said, I'm not gonna. He said something like, I'm not gonna battle rap with a guy that writes on his glasses or something, talking about Soulja Boy.
Oh shit, that's right. Soulja Boy's not gonna battle him.
No, he's not.
God.
And he's not gonna be in movies. How's that? You
dude. Oh, the last piece of news I have.
Unbelievable.
Justin Bieber suing Hennessy. He says, I took one sip and fucked a fat bitch.
You got a lot of fake news, man.
I can't help it, man. I gotta
that's
keep
not
up
real.
On shit. Yeah, you don't know.
That might be real.
You gotta keep up on
that
shit.
That might be real. That might be real.
All right. I don't know if this song's gonna be any good. This is by Brass Tracks.
What is that?
It's called Let Me Put This Cup Down, featuring Sinatra and Alexander Lewis. I hope it doesn't suck. I think it'll be okay. We'll see what happens. Oh, shit. Hope it doesn't suck. Enjoy.
Sounds festive.
Hold on. Let's give it a second. I'm pretty sure it's good. The dude, I can't remember.
Let's go.
All I want to do is get lost in your iris. But you won't even look my way or even bat an eyelid. I ain't pressing, but the pressure make me wanna shower you in diamonds. Running through my mind all the time, you're just racking up mileage. Thought I knew how to do this, right now I need guidance. One look got me so shook, saying so much with silence. Shit, I think I hear sirens. You killing them, got it down to a science. Yeah, just you smiling. Drive me crazy and I'm gonna need asylum. Don't be afraid to get close to me. Love can start out with strangers, how it's supposed to be. I'm only honest cause this ain't the sober me. And I should put this cup down and ask you, girl, what's up now? Wait a minute. Hit me. Let me put this cup down. Hit me. Let me put this cup down. Cup down. Cup, cup down. Cup down. Let me put this cup down. Cup down. Cup, cup down. Cup down. Let me put this cup down. Don't walk right over me. Red bottoms hurt my words. This ain't the way that it's supposed to be, but this cup never let me see the right girl. And this whole time been a roll of the dice. Who'd have known that a goal was a roll for the night? By the way, she stole through the lights, looking like she belong in the solar at night. She sold on this life, grow old in this life. Take it straight to the bar to the hold on the ice. The bottle plugging up all of the holes in her life. She say no one help her get a hold of her vice. It's a whole different life when you swimming in the bottle. Say everything gon' be fine by tomorrow. Put her feelings in the liquor, hopefully enough. Drown, only thing she need now is to put her cup down.
Hey girl, I mean no harm, I'm just trying to holla at you. Talk to you for a little bit.
And I see you walking around looking like me, drinking one hand, phone in the other, not waiting for anything. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. Hit me. Let me put this cup down. Wait a minute. Hit me. Let me put this cup down. Cup down. Drink now. Let's get it out. Let me put this cup down.
Put the cup down.
Drink now. Let's get it out. Let me put this cup down.
Brass tracks. That was featuring Sinatra. Oh, shit. Not going to jump into the next fucking song right out of that, dude.
Oh!
Beer, 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 beer!
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, man, dude. We got it.
And then Soulja Boy said, you can't never come to Atlanta.
Oh, so you can.
He invited him. Come through.
Come through. Come you can't never. Sure. That means you can always come through.
Come through. I'll fold your clothes.
I want to fold clothes
for you. Oh, that should be the new bit. Bruh. Jesus.
Bruh. You got to isolate that audio. Just, I want to fold clothes for you.
Oh, I will. I'm going to.
I want to fold clothes.
Every time I ever did somebody acts like a bitch, we're playing that.
I
want
to fold clothes for you.
Is that Bruno Mars?
You could put, I want to cry.
I want to cry.
Where your ass is at?
Dude, where your ass is at has got to be on there.
Where your ass is at?
I'm making a note of that, too. Anyway. Hey, let's get into the stash box, dude. It's been a while.
Woo! What's in the stash box?
drink alcohol. Woo!
Okay.
What do we have?
What do we have? Dude, I got something special. If you wouldn't mind, I'm not trying to be an asshole. If you wouldn't mind grabbing a couple things out
what
of the
What do we
fridge,
got going on? Come on.
We're
going
to grab some. We're going to change it up because it's kind of like near the holiday season. We're going to do, we're not going to do beer today. We're going to make a mixed drink that I read about. It's called a holiday mule. And then I got like that bowl over there too. On the,
come
on,
again?
All right. So here's what it's called. It's called a holiday mule. Holiday Mule has, we're going to build this, and hopefully it's not disgusting. You put in some ice.
What the fuck is this, man?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this is weird.
Festive festivities.
Festive festivities and shit. All
right.
You put in, like, a little bit of
ice.
What's that? What's that meme?
Two shots of vodka?
Two shots.
And then two shots of vodka.
Two shots of vodka. And then.
How do I make this?
Oh.
Go for it.
Two shots of vodka. That's a lot. I'm sorry, dude.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We put in some. What do you put in last? You put this shit last, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
All right. We put in some ginger beer, some ginger soda, like a little bit. This is really fucking lit. People are going to make fun of me for the. Oh, shit. I did put here.
This looks great.
I'm not trying to get you all fucked up.
Then what?
And then put in some cranberry juice and then an orange, dude. You do orange. We're doing this in plastic cups, so it's kind of lame.
No, it's good. The red?
Yeah, that's what. It's called a holiday mule, dude.
This looks holiday-y.
You put an orange in there?
Put an orange in there? Do I squeeze it in there?
Yeah, do that.
There's an orange, a little orange.
Get a little sniffy sniff.
Cheers.
It smells good, man.
Cheers. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, man.
That's pretty good.
Fantastic.
I like it, dude. I like it. So that's what it is. Thumb
that's
up.
It's really good, man.
It's a holiday mule. I found it on Google.
Holiday mule.
Holiday mule, man.
I like that shit.
I think it would be amazing in like a real glass and like with real cranberry juice and not ocean spray.
No, but this is 100% juice.
Yeah, it's 100% like apple.
No sugar added.
This is what I, dude.
No, but this is 100% cranberry.
That's what's funny. No, read the ingredients real quick.
Let's take a look here.
Ocean spray.
Cranberry juice. Grape juice. Apple juice. Pear juice.
So how's this 100%?
Natural flavors packed in. Ascorbic acid.
This is 100%.
That's interesting.
It's 100% cranberry juice. Now, what's interesting is there's a little small bottle.
We don't just grow cranberries. We also try to develop new varieties.
Are you reading this like you read the beer
that
labels?
Are even more delicious with the same healthy benefits.
Don't! Well, just stop!
Years to develop you a new cranberry variety.
Why are you doing this?
We keep busy, but working the land and
every
enjoying
time.
The fruit of our labor
you just
and
keep,
family.
Why do you keep... It just not nonstop.
It just makes me feel better about what I'm ingesting.
But it's bullshit. It's Ocean Spray.
Nah, but they look happy.
Yeah. I paid $3 for that Ocean Spray. You know how much real cranberry juice is? A little glass bottle? $8. The little glass bottle.
Let me know next time. I'll bring some through.
That's about as much as a cheap bottle of liquor.
I'd be on yachts and shit, bro.
That's true. That's true. You're drinking out of crystal glasses in the back of cars and shit. Is it crystal? It's crystal that people do. Yeah. Whatever. The fancy shit.
Grand Poupon, all that shit.
Did you do that? Did you eat like fucking bread toast on shit in the back of the car?
No, but we'd pull up to cars, you know, they ask for Grand Poupon.
Yeah.
We'd just throw it straight through their window. Ask or no ask. Just throw the little jar. The little jar.
Did you really do it?
Boom.
No, you didn't. You didn't do that.
Broke
shit.
A few windows.
No, yeah.
We had a nice time. That's all right. So I got married. What did you do? You got a drone.
I got a drone. That's what I did with my life for the past year, dude.
For the past year.
I've got a drone and my kids grew.
If you follow J-Mac online. No, but every once in a while it says J-Mac is live. And I just see a fucking aerial shot. Of some city.
It's fucking like, crazy.
What's going on?
Dude, that thing's fucking crazy. You
sometimes
can
I hear your
face.
Kids, sometimes I don't.
Come on, let me...
Like, Dad, where are you going?
Hold on, let's think about this just for a second. My wife looks at me like I'm the biggest fucking nerd, but hold on.
That's great.
No, but think about this. When we were... And I try to explain this. She does not get it. She doesn't get it.
That's because she wants you to fly the Albanian flag on the drone.
She goes, no, check this out.
She cut my back.
That was already done twice.
True.
No, what I was going to say was, imagine you're like fucking 15, 12, 14, 15.
100%.
And you think, somebody says, hey, one day you're going to have a radio control helicopter quarter mile in the sky. You can stream that shit live for the world to see.
No fucking way.
Like, no, dude, how fucking crazy is that?
RC cars couldn't even fucking reach the end of the street.
The end of my driveway.
You'd have to circle back.
Yeah, it's like, dude, to think that out, like, it still blows me away.
You'd have to run towards it for it to come back.
No, but it blows me away that could be 1,500 feet in the air and, like, that's streaming amazing. Through Facebook.
It's amazing.
I don't do it for any
how
other
is
reason.
That legal?
Just to get the, it's not. You're not supposed to go over 400 feet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Videos be live as hell.
Yeah, that fucking, the software is like, hey, man, you're fucking breaking the law and shit. And stop doing it. Yeah, it's like FAA. You're not
for real?
To, yeah. You're not supposed to fly.
You in a no-fly zone?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Trick pulls up. What it is?
Blast that thing out the sky.
Pow!
Pow! When I'm all live from the basement,
it's a
no-fly
zone.
1738.
Audrey called Brown, what was it? Oh, do we still have this?
Trick's gonna be fucking pissed when he finds out about this. Man,
I should ask him. You know what? I should tweet him.
Tweet him.
Yeah,
I know there's a no-fly zone and everything, but what about my drone?
That's so great.
He'd be like, bring it by. Let's shoot a video.
Yeah, he'd be like, what's the license number in that fucking thing? You got that registered?
Nah, watch. All of a sudden, just fly a little slower and then start drifting off somewhere else. They intercept it.
And you follow it, and there's Trick catching it.
Give my ball back. Hey, give him his drone back. You want this drone?
Dude, you know what's funny about
you
that, dude?
See a dead body?
And woo! That's the stash box. Happy holidays. Fuck.
That's a really good drink.
Man.
That's a tasty beverage, man.
So, dude, we were talking.
How much would you buy one of these for if you were...
Oh, at the bar?
Yeah. Would you buy one? What if they said that'll be $7?
Yeah, I'd pay that.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was mixed by a real bartender, I don't think I'd do it justice in
a
plastic
like a
glass
red cup?
In the basement. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I'd pay $7 for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Thumbs up.
I'd pay $7
for all day. Shit. I'm impressed. Unless I'm just numb, you put a lot of vodka in these, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's no, right.
I put a lot of vodka in mine. I think right. I swapped with you, didn't I?
We're here now.
Yeah, fuck. You need to calm down.
Next level. I'm on a new level.
So we were talking, like, we started talking about, like, all the indie music that gets submitted, and I just started talking to this business, what are they called? Submit Hub. We get, like, easily,
so if
like...
if you're an indie artist...
Yeah, you
check
go there and submit your shit.
Yeah.
Did you get any feedback, by the way? I'm not asking you to recite
it. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm telling the listeners out there, because we got some hip-hop fans. We got some rappers out there, producers.
Yeah.
You know,
so DJ Booth,
genres.
I found out about him from DJ Booth. And apparently it's great. But the thing is like we get probably 30 to some plus emails, 30 to 50 emails a day of music. And it all goes to Gmail.
My junk mail. I mean,
most of it. And so like it all goes to Gmail. It's like, fuck, man. And these guys are like, hey, we got a system for managing all that. So so the more you and I got talking, we're like, man, what if we did like Russian roulette at the inbox before we start shifting to Submit Hub.
This is scary.
So now, what are we going to call this? We got to call this something.
So listen, if you're out there and you're listening and you're hoping that your music gets played and your shit is hot garbage, there's a chance.
It's going to get played.
There's a really good chance that we're going to hear it today.
Because we're playing Russian roulette. What do we call it? Hip hop roulette?
We're going to play MC Get Busy. We're going to play everything.
Yeah. All right, so this is the game.
What are we going to call it?
All right, let's call it hip-hop music roulette for now.
We'll call it,
All right. We'll call it hip-hop roulette. Or rap roulette. Let's call it rap roulette because you don't know what we're
going to do.
Yeah, rap roulette.
I like that.
Here's the rules. We're going to play probably, three songs?
No rules.
We'll play a couple songs. We'll play a couple songs till we find something good. But then we're going to pick, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the inbox. I'm going to close my eyes. We're going to pick a random song from the inbox.
Yeah.
We're going to read the email that's attached to it.
And then based on the email.
If it's good or bad.
The name of the artist.
Then we're going to look at the name of the artist, the email.
And the name of the release.
The name of the release.
And make a determination.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down ahead of time.
Yes. And the loser has to take a shot.
Oh, man.
And you got to play at home. So if you got your liquor, get your liquor out.
What
we're going to
we
take a shot
agree?
With us. All right, man. It's time for some rap roulette.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is this?
All right, man. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a random song out of the list here. Let's see what we got. Are you ready?
I'm scared, dude.
All right, hold on. I'm scrolling. You ready? I'm just going to click.
Yeah.
Click, click. Oh, here we go. All right, it says, it's a big fucking email. Good morning, my name is G. Fisher from Enterprise Entertainment, and today I'm sending you an artist, first, a.k.a. Pretty Girl's new record, Do You Remember?
All right.
To check out and hopefully post on your site.
All right.
Now here's the pitch that they sell everybody.
Here we go.
You can't help but love an artist who's trying to bring good music from different types of views and always end up rocking your head too. I don't know what the fuck this shit. It's a girl, so I don't know. Enterprise Entertainment artist who goes by the name of First has delivered just that with her new single Do You Remember featuring Purple Chrome and April Catherine.
Ooh.
First has switched up her flow and gave us a love story and dope hook. That keeps you rocking out. This is terrible.
Yeah, this is not gonna
First be. Took her own talents
bro.
And put a couple's rendition of their story and put it into her music produced by Novocaine Records' own Chuck Platinum. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Chuck Platinum.
Oh, shit.
This is going to be terrible.
All right, you ready?
This, you know what we should call this bit? We should call it Fire Your A&R. Fire your fucking manager.
Your publicist.
Wow.
All right. Check out First. Do You Remember? The name of the song is called Do You Remember? You ready? All right. So we're gonna bet.
Bad.
I'm going to get my shot glass real quick. All right. So I'm betting this is shit.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to pour my shot. What are you betting?
I already bet it's terrible.
All right. I'm going to pour yours too.
Perfect.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
All right. You ready?
Purple Chrome.
All right. This is First, Do You Remember featuring Purple Chrome and April Catherine. We both think it's going to be shit. It might be. I hope it's not good.
Babe, you know I love you, right? I love you from the first moment I saw you. I always knew you'd be my one and true love.
Will and Lucy, a love story from day one. It was meant, you just can't ignore it. They say if it was real, it'll come back. It's feeling so unknown. So
all right, man, what are your thoughts?
Was it summer?
We both won.
Summer's Eve.
We won.
A summer's Eve.
All right, so that was it. That was the first one.
Douche Records, Summer's Eve, featuring Purple Chrome and DJ Fantastic.
No, her name's First, a.k.a. Chuck the Platinum. Pretty Girl.
Chuck Platinum.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That's going to the
and
fucking...
Purple Chrome.
That's to the trash bin.
You're about to get 20 likes on InstaFuck.
All right, here we go. Ready? It's Oh shit, Hellegrino and GPT or GB Too Good, which stands for equals. Oh, I'm sorry, Hellegrino and GP Too Good equals Green Too Good. That's apparently the name of the group. The song titles Stick to the Code.
People are going to send us apology letters.
This is great. Me and my brother met on Facebook. And Hellegrino, I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
What?
He's from Louisville, Kentucky. We now have
We can't even play this.
Why?
Columbus, Ohio?
Major's not here,
the
so we're
good. Mistake by the lake.
Now we got over 60-plus songs recorded, 2 mixtapes, a third on the way. Holy shit.
I feel sick.
And have performed several shows together and more shows booked as we speak. Damn, they're busy, dude. They're working. We appreciate you taking the time to listen. We hope you will vibe with it. Salute. All right, man. Based on that, is it going to be thumb up or thumb down?
100% down.
All right, I agree too. Thumb down. All right, we're going to... shit. This is Green Too Good. Name of the song is called Stick to the Code.
Cloudy rhymes. I get your shit. Reno.
Get your shit.
Let's get it.
Good. Yeah.
All I know is stick to the code. All I know is stick to the code. All I know is stick to the code. All I know is stick to the code.
Is this not exactly what you thought it would be?
I feel like we're winning.
Okay.
Stick to the code.
I mean, are we winning if all people are submitting a shit?
No.
Okay.
You look mad cause now we winning. Done stuck to the code. Life been.
It sound like
okay. We're done.
It sound like break.
We're done here. We're done here.
It sound like break with a B instead of Drake. That shit's broke,
dude. I don't.
Next song. Next song.
God, to the trash with it. To the trash with it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened
play,
to it.
You should play Jack Black.
Next song.
All right. My name is Xavier Wooten, but my stage name is XTW. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. Song title is LTLT. It stands for Like This, Like That. I'm from Dorchester. And I feel like that is a city, and we have so much. I feel like as a city, we have so much talent, and we need to be heard.
That's what's up.
All right, man. This is for Dorchester.
Dorchester Mass. In the house.
Fuck. Here
if
we go.
If you're from Dorchester, drinks up.
All right, you gonna thumb up or thumb down? So, what do you think you're gonna do?
I'm not gonna like this.
I'm not gonna like it either. Jesus Christ.
It sounds like break too. Everybody sounds like break. Go like this, it go like that. 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 Go like this, for real? Go like that. Go like this, it go like that. And I got a fire, not need a body on that. They didn't even take off the tag.
This reminds me about what were you
just
playing?
They didn't even get the beat.
What was the song you were playing a little bit ago, Future?
Yeah. Sound like break.
God damn, dude.
If I see you around here again, I'm going to put a hashtag on your ass and see how many hits it gets.
All right, last one, and then I give up, dude.
Next song.
All right, ready? This one is, oh, shit. Michael Walker, rated M, is his stage name. High Key featuring Evans DeSeer. He's from Syracuse, New York. First single to Rated M's upcoming mixtape, Underrated 3. He's definitely hip-hop because he said mixtape or rapper. What do you think, up or down? You're going to say down, aren't you?
I'm going to say up.
I'm going to say down.
I'm going to give him a shot.
Watch you win, you fucker.
I already drank it and I apologize.
So you don't like it?
I'm sorry.
Dude, I don't.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Stop making music, man. Shut up.
I want to cry.
Should we do one more or should we close the show?
Why are people making music? Why are so many people making music?
Dude, and look at this.
It drives me fucking
crazy.
There's
so much, dude. There's so
Do something else.
I want to cry.
Someone's got to... Listen, man. Hey, if you're listening and you got a friend and he's garbage or she's garbage and they shouldn't be rapping or singing or... doing that, whatever the fuck we just heard, please just stop them. Have them do something else. Stop telling them they're dope and then fucking laughing at them after.
Stop being yes, man.
Stop it, man.
Shit.
Stop it. That shit's fucking terrible.
God.
I don't like it at all.
Next song.
It's making me sad. I'm pissed off.
All right, we're going to do one more. This is Don Drizzy.
God damn it, dude. Stop with the drizzies and blizzies.
It's called Wait.
Everybody stop.
Please don't suck.
Don't,
I'm not even going to bet on
Blizzy,
this. I
man.
Think it's going to be shit, but I'm not.
Oh, man.
Young breed on the beat. Are you much? Are you much? Are you much? Are you much?
I kind of like that.
Are you much? Are you much? Are you much? Baby, wait, come relate. When I see you, my D elevate. Spending the money, they go BBK.
Shit's hot.
I can't hate it, dude. It's Jamaica, man. Come
relate. When this I see dope. You, my D elevate. Spending the money, they go BBK. It's not hip hop,
bro. The other guy, you
should
know
you're monkey. Fuck
yeah, it is.
Step on one or something, girl.
I'm out.
Fronting, girl. Today, two pretty fine girls sitting on the wall. One name is Farmer and the other name Joy.
That's a different world, man.
She a feeling the boy. One come for, then I tell her I'm tall. Then I approach her.
Like a hyena.
She say I know you coach
her. It's a different world. You can't relate.
I like that shit.
Shit's fresh.
A lot.
It's not hip hop, though.
That's you're right. That's Dan Drizzy. Name of that song's called Wait. Fuck. That's I like that song.
Dope. Next song.
This one is coming from Lamar Johnson. Name of the artist is called Kid Called Quest. Rochester, New York. Producer Kid Called Quest drops his new beat tape. Oh, it's a beat tape.
It's a beat tape. That's
we can
suburbs.
Still judge that. Let's seven track instrumental project for your music lovers and artists to vibe.
What are the titles of those seven tracks?
Let's go take a look.
And then
he
we
gave
can,
us
we
a SoundCloud.
Select one.
Seven songs. Name of the songs are Poverty Struck. Oh, I like it already.
What else?
The Come Up, The Cycle, Life Lesson, Laws of Nature, Dysfunctional Nation, and By Any Means Necessary. You get to pick the song.
By Any Means Necessary.
By Any Means Necessary.
All day.
That's a little high school thing and all that. I don't even know why you sweating that shit. Because the bottom line, the bullet got your name on it, ain't shit you could do about it. But check out what I'm saying. If they don't get the guns from me, they're going to get it for somebody else. I'd rather they be me, you know what I'm saying? I want to get some of the loot too.
Let's try one other one that he has. I want to try Poverty Struck.
You don't have money.
Oh, he started everything with a movie quote?
Yeah.
All right.
You have idle time. If you're not going to school and you're not playing sports,
it's in the suburbs, bro.
You're probably going to
sounds like
get
a Michigander. You have idle time.
I.e.
You're not playing sports.
Pharmaceutical sales.
Pharmaceutical
sales. What's good, Rochester? Rock
get up
with me.
At 5 every morning.
Be like fucking Funk job. Flex.
Rochester!
New York!
Fuck with me, Rochester! Buffalo, Connecticut, Rochester, what's good?
Kid Called Quest.
It's that new Kid Called Quest.
It is amateur, so.
It's amateur.
Okay, amateur hour at the Live from the Basement
damn,
show.
Man.
You want to do one more, don't you? I knew you wanted to do one more. I knew it. I like it when these guys send emails and like CC 5 million fucking people.
Don't do that.
And then you do a reply to all, say, yo, thank you. By the way, go to livefromthebasement.com. They give you their whole email.
What's next?
These motherfuckers don't know how to use email.
Next song.
Dude, this email. Okay.
Dave East. Who's that?
Dave East. Dave East is dope. Okay. This email was CC'd to SK of Not Right. So apparently we're important. Name of the group,
I like that.
Is from Ape and Chimp.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Name of the song is called Sunny Day Music. I think the name is, it's from Ape and Chimp. Oh, it's Coda the Friend. It's from Ape and Chimp.
Coda the Friend.
Coda the Friend. Please don't suck. I think they're from.
It's a sunny day. It's a sunny day. It's a sunny day. It's a sunny day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
They gon' laugh, they cool now, but it ain't gon' last. And I came up from the dump on the sideline slump, so I don't let a day go past that. I don't shine my light, sign my name. Windows.
All right, can we just close the show with
That's
this?
That's dope.
Let's close the show with this, man.
That's dope. That's dope. Thank God.
Shout out to Coda the Friend. Name of the song is called Sunny Day, man.
Coda the Friend, you saved the day.
Woo!
It's a sunny day. Thanks
to
you.
It's a sunny day. It's episode number 61. It's live from the basement with your boy Mola One and your boy J-Mac.
Hey, Coda. Thanks for being a friend.
What's your Twitter, dude?
MOLA1.
And I'm J-Mac, J-M-A-C-K-H-H. Coda the Friend, man. Thanks. We're going to ride it out. Episode number 61. We'll catch you guys in 62. Hopefully, it'll be me and Major or all three of us. We'll see what happens.
We're going to figure it out, baby.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to be all right.
Coda!
I'm on my flight. Show y'all love when I'm on my stage because I've been struggling all my life. I was in a room on a cold, long night. Thinking of a way that I'm going to end this right here, right now. In the dark blue room with the writing on the wall, I'm going to end this fight. Say goodbye to the evil. The judgments and the fake people. In a fucked up world where there ain't shit real and you feel like no one needs you, I know.
It's a sunny day, it's a sunny day. It's a sunny day, it's a sunny day. It's a lovely day, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day, it's a lovely day.
All I've been through, I can never hold your past against you. It seems complex, but life is simple. Everybody come with blights and issues, and that's the fun, that's the fun. Funny how you think you the only one and nobody perfect. Are they worth it? If you say yes, then they call that love and we grow together. Stormy weather, snow, rain, shine, we back in better. And live this life like a long adventure, even if it do not last forever. Let's go far away, somewhere we can see the stars in space. Do some shit we never done, we'll go wherever you want.
It's a sunny day, it's a sunny day. It's a sunny day, it's a sunny day. It's a lovely day, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day, it's a lovely day.
Yo, I don't worry about nothing, I'm living life. If I wasn't, I'd be inside of a coffin. And that's why I put my all in. I spend my days in the country, summertime in New York. And it float on top of a current, that's how it goes.
Live from the basement.